Once again, I just welcome you to the gospel service this evening. I know the board, bless you for coming along. Now, last week, there was a hymn sung here that Brother Ron gave out, and just summarizes what I am, what I would like to do. And it says in the verse, if I could only tell him or you how I know him, I am sure that you would make him yours today. Now we're going to look at some scriptures, but before we do that, before commencing the gospel service, well, you know, it's a long time since I look back to the year when I accepted Christ as my Saviour. And I think it must be about 73 years. And I look back and I can see how good he's been to me, to the family, and to everybody I know who are in Christ. And I would just like to try this evening and lift three stories out of the Bible concerning three different people. Now we're going to read the Lord's Word first, and it's found in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. At chapter 4 of the Philippians and verse 19. We'll read the whole verse, but it's just part of it that's been on my mind, especially today. Because yesterday or early this morning, I was thinking about something else, and then I found out I did that myself way back in October. So I had to have a look and see what the Lord would have me say this evening. So verse 19 says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And the other part I want to dig out of there is, but my God shall supply all your need. Now, the three passages I'd like to take out, and you can turn to them as you go along if you wish. But the first one is found in Luke, I think it is. And it's about the woman at the well. And it's in John chapter 4. And it's verse 5. And it goes on to verse 42. But I'm not going to read all that verse, all these verses. Just one verse I want to say. It says in verse 4, he must needs go through Samaria. And then it goes on to say, he was wearied with his journey. The one who made the heavens and the earth and all things that were in it in just 6 days. Here we find them, here on earth, wearied by his journey. And he sat down by a well. And this is the reason he had to go by Samaria. Because there was a woman that day came to the well. A woman, Samaria. And the Lord said to her, give me to drink. And she just said in her own words, there's nothing to draw water with. And the story goes on. And the Lord speaks to her about that inward well that springs up like a living stream. And he says to her, if you had known who had asked thee for water, you would have asked him to give you the living water. And he said, she wanted this living water. And then he says, go, bring thy husband. And then the Lord knows everything about us. There's nothing hid from his eyes. And the woman can say, I have no husband. And the Lord can say, thou sayest truthfully. And then it went on in the discussion. And she said, why is it a Jew should ask a Samaritan water when we don't go on together? How true that is in the world today. We can't go on with one another. But anyway, the story goes on. And at the end of that story, that lady, that woman that came to the well, left her water pot, went back to the village, and she could say, come, see a man. And that touches my heart, a man. God, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And I believe her need was met that day. Because all the village came to see this man. The man, Christ Jesus. And I know the story goes on, but I'd like to leave it there and just say, that was one person in the Bible, and there's many more we could read about, whose need was met. And then we come to another one, and it's a Mark this time. And it's about a woman who has been ill for 12 long years. It's in Mark chapter 5, and it goes from verse 25 to 34. And this message keeps ringing through my mind that I read at the beginning. God shall supply all your need. And we'll read about this woman. And we go down the passage. It says she has suffered a great deal. And she's under the care of many physicians and doctors and nurses or whatever it is these days they had. And she's spent everything she had to try and cure her ailments. You know, that reminds me of just like we are today. People would do anything to get to heaven. But the most thing they have to do, they don't want to do. And all they have to do is accept Christ as their Savior. They don't have to spend their money, they don't have to spend their fortune. It's free. But this woman, anyway, has spent all that she had to try and get rid of this pain. And then one day, the Lord was coming along. And she thought to herself, you know, if I get inside this crowd, and if I can just get near to Jesus, and just touch the hem of his garments, I'll be cured. And that she did. And we read that the minute she touched, the disease went. And the Lord turned round and said to his disciples, "Who touched me?" And of course, the disciples were a bit taken aback because with the crowd round about, they really didn't know what to say to the Lord. But the Lord knew that somebody had touched him because virtue had went out of his body. And that woman, seeing the predicament she was in, fell on her knees and confessed that it was her who touched the hem of his garment. The hymn writer writes, she only touched the hem of his garment, and immediately she was made whole. And the Lord could say to her, "Go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole." She's already been cured. Her faith had been made whole. And once again, that's another one that's found the need. And God was able to supply the need that that lady had. And this evening, it doesn't matter what you have or what you need, God is able to supply all that requires, able to save your soul, make you fit for heaven. All you have to do is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he came into this world, born in a manger, he transferred the scene, doing nothing but good. These two stories we went through, that red building, I hope you took a note in your mind of the verses and chapters they're in, because they're lovely stories to read about what God can do. And this evening, I just plead with you that, you know, you might take these stories to your mind and apply them and just think on these things that are in this wonderful book of ours that's full of wonderful things that the Lord did. Now the last one I'm going to speak about is found in 2 Kings chapter 5 is 2 Kings, and it says, "Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man, with his master and honourable, because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valour." But, you know, there's always a but. He was a leper. And a leper in the Bible speaks about sin. Now we can go down this story, we can pick out verses, but I'd just like to just go through it bit by bit and try and pick out things that happened to this man who was a leper. And it says he had brought back a captive maid, a maid that he had cut when he was on one of his, what would you say, war ventures. He captured this maid and he brought the maid back and she waited on me, Liam's wife. And she was there in that palace or whatever we stayed in, right? And she said unto her mistress one day, "Would to God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy." And somebody must have overheard that discussion, because it says, "One went in and told the Lord, saying thus and thus, and said, the maid is of the land of Israel." And then the king of Syria got to know about it. He said, "Go, and I will send a letter to the king." And when the king received that letter, he was worried, because he couldn't cure anybody of leprosy. He went to the wrong person. And that's sometimes what happens with us today. We go to the wrong person. We go to somebody in different religions. They go and confess sins. The only one person can forgive sins, and that's God Himself, through Christ Jesus, and through His sacrificial work on Calvary. But anyways, we go down the story. I think there's a funny way of getting the gospel message, but you know, sometimes I like stories. You know, you like to read these stories in the Bible, and it's just good to go through them. But anyway, the king couldn't do anything for him. So what happened? Elijah heard about this. And he was a man of God. And he'd heard the king had rent his clothes. And he sent to the king, saying, "Wherefore hast thou rent thy clothes? Let him come and see me, and you know there's a prophet in Israel." And Nahum came with his horses and chariots and his gifts, everything, to buy himself a cure. And he thought, you know, it was Nahum that thought that the prophet would come out and possibly wave his hand or touch him and say, "Be thou clean, go home." But he sent a servant and he told him to go and wash 7 times in Jordan. And Nahum was a bit wroth at this, because he said, "All over the area there's better rivers, better waters than the Jordan." So he decided he was going to go back and forget about this visit. But then his servants persuaded him to go to the River Jordan. And we're here this evening to tell you to go to Christ, to confess your sin. And we know that He will make thee whole. He will supply all your need. Not what you need, but just supply your need, what you require. And then I could just imagine, as we went through this story, how he went down to that river. And he went in once and came out. Nothing. Nothing. Still the same way as he went in. Second time, same thing. Third time, same thing happened. Up he comes, still a leper. Personally, I think I would have gave up then. But his servants persuaded him, he went in the seventh time, and he came up whole, well. Then he returned unto the prophet to give him a gift for what he had done. And of course the prophet hadn't really done anything. He had just told him what the Lord had told him to tell Nahum, that to go and wash seven times in the Jordan and he would come up a perfect man, no leprosy. And once again we wonder at the mercy of God. And as I say, there's many, many more stories in the Bible where God, through Jesus Christ, his Son, has met the need of many people. But the greatest need that we need met is our sin. For in God's word it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. And when you look down through the ages, and we look at this wonderful book we have, of way back in time, even before God made Adam, before he made the world and put everything into place, God had this great plan of salvation prepared. God knew that Adam would fail. And all from Adam, all have sinned and come short of God's glory. And God sent his Son. Sometimes, I don't know if I take scripture out of its place, but it says, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. But we also read it says, here am I, send me. And God sent his Son into this world. And his Son came knowing what would happen to him. From the day he was born to the day he was approximately 33 years. Inside that time, everything that happened to Christ, our Saviour, he knew about. But he still went all the way to the cross. And there he suffered and he bled and he died. I'm glad to tell you this evening, the one who died and the one who was buried, the third day that same one arose and he now sits in God's right hand, a prince and a saviour. He could say, come unto me, all ye that are weary and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Rest unto your soul. Could be rest to your new body. The one thing is, your sins are forgiven, you're on the way to heaven, as long as you accept Christ as a Saviour and confess him as Lord and Master. Now that's me finishing my little story. And it's just these three people that just came up today in my mind. The woman by the well, the woman that had a disease for 12 years, and Nahum. For all that he was, a mighty man of valor, he was a leper. And as I said, leprosy in the Bible speaks about sin. And we have all sinned and come short of God's glory. And the motion is in the hall this evening. I don't know how you all stand before God. But one thing I would say, came in the door, if you came on the seat, and you don't accept Christ as your Saviour, and you go out that door, you go out rejecting Christ's Son, Christ, God's Son. And I think personally, after all the years that the Lord's looked after me, it's a dangerous thing to do. Because it says in the Bible, boast not thyself of tomorrow. And there's an old saying, tomorrow never comes, but it does. So anyway, I just ask it, close in prayer now, and just pray that God may speak to you through these few simple words concerning your need to be saved. Our Father, we come into thy presence once more, and we thank you for the one who could supply all our need, the one who could say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father but by me. We pray for each heart that's bowed in thy presence this evening. And we thank you for each one of them. Thou knowest the condition of each heart. And we just pray that they will speak to each one of us concerning thy Son and what he has accomplished for us at the place called Calvary. Salvation is free. Nothing more to be paid. Done is the work that saves, once and forever done. And once again, our Father, we pray at this time for those who are laid aside, and we just ask that they will draw near and bless them. Pray for those on holiday, your guard and keep. And we ask all this in his wonderful name. Amen.